for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
And, of course, there are a number of very fallacious arguments out there about vaccines. And certainly, people who support vaccines say, and with good justification, that certainly we don't see the epidemic, of measles every year as we used to. We don't see the epidemics of whooping cough that we used to. And, of course, they point out that we don't have anywhere near as many lost lives. Used to lose a lot of people from measles and from whooping cough and from the other infectious diseases. And of course, the argument on the other side of that is, well, but certainly the incidence of death was falling and falling dramatically before the vaccines came in. But that doesn't change the fact that we just don't see the epidemics of measles. We don't see the epidemics of whooping cough. We don't see the diseases having nothing to do with the death. But what we do see since we started our vaccine program is an increase in autoimmune disease, an increase in cancer, an increase in all sorts of diseases associated with altering the immune system. And there's a risk-benefit ratio when you take a vaccine. Are all vaccines beneficial? Well, the vaccines certainly can alter the course of disease. But if you're going to end up getting a cancer and dying of a cancer because you took a vaccine, is the trade-off really worth it? And, of course, many of us feel that it is not. And we know the original polio vaccine had a cancer virus in it, SV40, and millions of people have died. Far more people have died from that vaccine, the original polio vaccine, than ever died of polio. But they got rid of the virus from the vaccine. But how do you know what's in the vaccine? Do you really know what's in the vaccines you're taking? Do you know that many of them contain mercury, which is a deadly poison, and aluminum, which is a deadly poison? Well, you don't want to hear me talk this morning. You hear me talk all the time. Let's get to James Perloff, who's done a wonderful job. He's written a new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. That's Truth is a Lonely Warrior. We carry it. But he has a chapter in that book simply on vaccines. And I want him to share his concern with you, and I want you to listen to what he has to say, because I believe he's absolutely right. James, go ahead and pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on. I should probably, just by way of introduction, some of your listeners may know me as the author of The Shadows of Power, which is one of the early books on conspiracy. It was about the Council on Foreign Relations and its influence on American foreign policy. My new book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, people have asked me for years for an update on Shadows of Power. This is the update, but it's much broader, not just dealing with the Council on Foreign Relations, but with all the false flags that brought us into wars, the Fed and its debauching of our currency, North American Union and the whole drive for world government, media control, the unholy alliance between capitalism and communism and the East-West merger we're seeing coming into being, the international networking between the Bilderbergers, Trilateral Commission, Committee of 300, role of Freemasonry, environmentalism as a tool of control, Zionism as an attempt to seat the Antichrist in Israel, 9-1-1, control of the arts, attack on Christianity, chemtrails, a whole bunch of stuff in there. But all documented, it's designed to be a book. If you're scoffed at as a conspiracy, if there's something you can give someone that's concise and documented and shows the whole picture. But one of my chapters, it's chapter 20, deals with vaccines. And, by the way, you, Stan, you and I have talked about this on your shows in different time frames before, so if there's any repetition for people, I apologize. I think this is probably the last show we'll do on this particular topic. And the other thing I wanted to say off the top was that nothing we say today should be construed as personal medical advice. But on the other hand, I do want to mention off the top that you and I are both medical professionals, you being a doctor for many years, me being a registered nurse for many years, and, of course, your wife is a registered nurse. Joyce Riley's talked a great deal on this on her radio show as a registered nurse. So this warning regarding the alternative perspective on vaccines is not just coming from people who are uneducated or have not dealt with conventional medicine. But to further set the context, people might want to know, well, why are you writing about world government and the Illuminati and why would you be talking about vaccines? Well, it fits into the category of population control. And if you look at what the so-called elite are saying about population control, I have a lot of quotes in my book, and you can find these online. Robert McNamara, head of the World Bank, said, quote, we can begin with the most critical problem of population growth. As I pointed out elsewhere, short of nuclear war, it's the gravest issue the world faces in the decades ahead. Either the current birth rate must come down or the current death rates must go up, unquote, kind of a chilling statement. And Prince Philip said this, quote, in the event that I'm reincarnated, we'd like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute some of the assault over population, unquote. Ted Turner said, quote, a total world population of 250 to 300 million people and 95% decline from present levels would be ideal, unquote. Jacques Cousteau said, quote, world population must be stabilized, and to do that, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day, unquote. Well, how about Zbigniew Brzezinski? He's been, a major advisor to presidents, including Barack Obama. Quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically to kill a million people. Today, it's infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people, unquote. Now, what kind of ease in killing people is Brzezinski talking about? Well, in his book, Between Two Ages, he talked about weather control, and I personally believe that the exponential increase in weather disasters is being increased artificially to a degree. But, of course, there are other methods of population control that are obvious. Abortion has taken tens of millions of lives. War is another one. But another one, and this is what we're going to focus on today, is the vaccines. And people might wonder, well, what problems are there that vaccines have caused? And I'd like to start with autism. We have an epidemic of autism, and which claim that no one can figure out why all these kids are autistic. And some people say, well, we've always had autism around, we just didn't recognize it. Well, that's not true. Back in the 50s, if you had a vegetative kid, you'd know it. And we're all the 60- and 70-year-old autistic if it's not a new phenomenon. And why was there never a case of autism in Japan before they introduced triple vaccines? Well, I'm going to give some quotes here, and you'll find these in my book, Truth of the Lonely Warrior. This is from Bernard Rimland, Ph.D., founder of the Autism Society of America. Quote, I was the first to announce the autism epidemic in 1995, and they pointed out at that time that excessive vaccines were a plausible cause for the epidemic. An enormous amount of clinical laboratory research has been accumulated since that time supporting my position. The evidence is now overwhelming, despite the misinformation from the Centers for Disease Control and the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Well, here we go to a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest, James Perloff. And you must understand, you must learn how to discuss intelligence. Be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
K
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, James Perloff. James, you picked the story up where you left off.
Yes, Rich, just quoting Dr. Bernard Rimland on autism. Let's quote some other doctors, David Ayoub, MD, quote, I'm no longer trying to dig up evidence to prove vaccines cause autism. There's already abundant evidence. This debate is not scientific, but political, unquote. Next quote is from Jacqueline McCandless, MD, quote, as a clinician, my current belief, which guides my practice with these children, is that any child given the Hep B vaccination at birth and subsequent boosters along with DPT, that the diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, has received unacceptable levels of neurotoxin. And any child with a genetic immune susceptibility, probably about 1 in 6, this sets off a series of events that injure the immune system. By the time they are ready to receive the MMR vaccination, their immune system is so impaired in a great number of these children that the triple vaccine cannot be handled now by the dysfunctional immune system, and they begin their obvious descent into the autism disorder. End unquote. And this last quote for autism I'll get from Boyd Haley, PhD, chairman of the chemistry department at the University of Kentucky, quote, I have encouraged parents of autistic children in the USA to get urinary porphyrin profiles done to determine if their child shows mercury toxicity. It's almost 100% that these children are moderately to extremely mercury toxic. Just where would children less than 7 years of age obtain enough mercury to inhibit their porphyrin pathways? So the Institute of Medicine suggests looking everywhere except the most logical place, the vaccines given to these children that contain thimerosal, unquote, which of course, thimerosal, of course, being mercury. And Dr. Stan, we might move on to another phenomena in young children, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Here we have babies dying suddenly, and parents are told that medicine does not understand the reason for this. I'm going to give you a quote. You'll find in my book a quote. Our beautiful daughter was born on February 14th and died on April 17th. What was unusual is that early on the day she died, I had taken her to the military base hospital for a two-month checkup. The doctor told me she was just perfect. Then the doctor said she needed 4 shots. I said 4. She assured me it was perfectly normal. It was better to give her all the shots at such an early age because she wouldn't remember the shots. That evening, after feeding our daughter, we laid her down to sleep and checked on her 45 minutes later and discovered her dead. I told the police, coroner, investigators that I thought were the shots because she was perfectly fine that day and before the shots. But after 3 weeks, we got the answer from the autopsy that it was SIDS. To this day, I believe it was the shots, and no one can convince me otherwise, unquote. Now, that's a personal story, but let me give you a quote from Thomas Levy, MD, quote, statistically speaking, the data regarding DPT-vaccinated infants is absolutely frightening. The death rate is 8 times higher than normal with only 3 days of receiving a DPT shot. The dreaded sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, clusters very strongly around the typical time frame of DPT shot administration, unquote. And to this, we might add a whole spectrum of other diseases. You were talking about autoimmune at the top, and I think that's very much what we're dealing with. We're messing with the immune system with these vaccines. To again quote Dr. Rimland, the founder of the Autism Research Institute, quote, autism is not the only severe chronic illness that has reached epidemic proportions as the number of profitable vaccines has increased. Children now receive 33 vaccines before they enter school. The vaccines contain not only live viruses, but also significant amounts of highly toxic substances such as mercury and formaldehyde. Could this be the reason for the upsurge in autism, ADHD, asthma, arthritis, Crohn's disease, lupus, and other chronic disorders, unquote? And this next quote from Dr. Robert Mendelson, MD, quote, there's a growing suspicion that immunization against the relatively harmless childhood diseases may be responsible for the dramatic increase in autoimmune diseases since mass inoculation was introduced. These are the fearful diseases such as cancer, leukemia, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, lupus, and the Guillain-Barré syndrome. I'll give you another quote from Dr. Ted Korn, quote, childhood vaccines are giving us a world of chronic illness, autism, developmental disorders, Asperger's, brain tumors, leukemia, cancers, information processing disorders, impulsive violence, allergies, asthma, diabetes, Crohn's disease, intestinal disorders, all rare before mass vaccination, unquote. Now, I'll give you one more, okay, from Eva Sneed, MD. Quote, within a few years of the polio vaccine, we started seeing some strange phenomena. Like the year before the first doses were given in the United States, childhood leukemia never struck in children under the age of two. 1 year after the first onslaught, they had the first cases of children under two that died of leukemia, unquote. There's so many other quotes that I could give you. But let me just mention some personal examples that I've encountered. I had a patient in the hospital who was paralyzed, completely paralyzed the day after he received a flu shot, and everything they did, the MRIs and all the other workup, but was negative. He said to me, must have been the flu shot. And who was I to disagree? I've got a friend whose daughter's been in a vegetative state since getting a vaccine at the age of seven. I have another friend who had a perfectly normal 20-year-old athletic son, and he suddenly developed ulcerative colitis. There's so many diseases on my mind as I'm talking about this. A very crippling, debilitating autoimmune disease put him out of work. He had to have several surgeries. And I said to him, did anything happen before that caused a change in this healthy kid? He said, well, shortly before it, he was given the chickenpox vaccine. He'd never had chickenpox as a kid, and I didn't want him to get it, but I wasn't with him at the visit. The doctor just came in and visited. And Dr. Stan, there's a lot of personal experiences we can have. I know that you and I have both personally had negative reactions to vaccines, but I also want to mostly give people the quotes from the doctors who have done the research, because that gives us probably the most authoritative look, the statistical analysis, as opposed to simply anecdotes. Dr. Stan?
Yes. All right.
Oh, okay.
So our guest is James Perloff, and we're certainly talking about vaccines and their potential danger, and the fact that there's a marked increase in autoimmune diseases among young people since we began this massive vaccine program. And yet nobody wants to talk about the fact that there are dangers to vaccines. What most people don't understand is that you can't sue the vaccine manufacturers. Vaccines are safe. Why did they have legislation passed so that the vaccine manufacturers cannot be held responsible? Why? Because there's so many complications. But you're never going to hear about that because the media is controlled. Go right ahead, James.
Well, let's talk a little about Alzheimer's. You know, with this Alzheimer's epidemic, again, it claims that people don't know the reason why. Let me give you an anecdote, and then let me give you some stats. Anecdote. My mother had Alzheimer's so severe, if I was in the room with her, if I left, she'd come back and she'd greet me. She wouldn't even know I'd been with her for the last half hour. And she died of Alzheimer's. On the other hand, my father, who died just this past December at the age of 99, was clear as a bell and had a perfect memory. He can still remember Lindbergh flying over in 1927. Now, what was the difference? My mother got a flu shot every year. My father didn't. He hated doctors. He refused to get any vaccines. And so that's just an anecdote. People say, well, that's just a coincidence. But let me give you a quote from Dr. Ted Koren. Quote, according to Hugh Fudenberg, MD, the world's leading immunogeneticist and 13th most quoted biologist of our time, if an individual has had five consecutive flu shots between 1970 and 1980, the years studied, his or her chances of getting Alzheimer's is 10 times higher if they had one, two, or no shots. I asked Dr. Fudenberg why this was so. He said it was due to the mercury and aluminum that is in every flu shot and in most childhood shots. The gradual mercury and aluminum buildup in the brain causes cognitive dysfunction. Is that why Alzheimer's is expected to quadruple? Unquote.
And I think of the fact that it is 10 times increased. These are statistics. These are actually valid reports that you can get out of the literature. Yet you're never going to hear them mentioned, and your doctor has never heard these things. Go right ahead, Jake.
We could mention the AIDS epidemic in Africa, and they said that AIDS was started by a green monkey by a human being, and it spread from people to people. How about an alternative explanation? The mass inoculations carried out by the World Health Organization in Africa, and those viruses in those vaccines are cultured in the cells of green monkeys. But let's talk about whether or not vaccines really work, because they have been credited with wiping out disease. And I'm going to quote some doctors until we get to the break who have said that, no, that's not correct. First, Dr. Robert Mendelson, MD, quote, "There is no convincing scientific evidence that mass inoculations could be credited with eliminating any childhood disease," unquote. How can that be? Let me quote William Douglas, MD, quote, "What the vaccinators don't tell you is that communicable diseases have been declining at a steady rate for 150 years. There's no relationship between the various diseases and the onset of immunization. With that exception, the vaccine program for each of the childhood diseases was inaugurated after that particular disease had begun to disappear. Contrary to what you've been told, that includes polio," unquote. Next quote is from Peter Morrell, medical historian at Staffordshire University in the UK, quote, "In truth, every major infection for which vaccines exist was originally in massive decline before a single vaccine was introduced. This certainly applies to diphtheria, tuberculosis, whooping cough, and measles," unquote. Next quote from Gerald Buchwald, MD, quote, "The victory over epidemics was certainly not won by vaccines. The decline has been the result of technical, social, and hygienic improvements, and especially of improved nutrition," unquote. Next is from Dr. J. Anthony Morris, former vaccine control officer at the FDA, quote, "There is no evidence that any influenza vaccine thus far developed is effective in preventing or mitigating any attack of influenza. The producers of these vaccines know that they're worthless, but they go on selling them anyway," unquote. Next is from Dr. Vera Scheidner, PhD. She developed the CotWatch breathing monitor for infants, quote, "I did not find it difficult to conclude there is no evidence whatsoever that vaccines of any kind are effective in preventing the infectious diseases they're supposed to prevent. Polio has not been eradicated by vaccination. It is lurking behind a redefinition and new diagnostic names like viral or aseptic meningitis," unquote. And next quote is from Archie Calacaneris, MD, quote, "The further I looked, the more shocked I became. I found the whole vaccine business was a hoax. Most doctors are convinced they're useful, but if you look at the proper statistics and study the instances of these diseases, you'll realize this is not so," unquote. And if I have time, I'd like to quote Dr. Vernon Coleman. He's talking about smallpox, which was the original vaccine. Quote, "One of the medical profession's greatest boasts is that it eradicated smallpox through the use of the smallpox vaccine. I myself believe this claim for many years, but it isn't true. One of the worst smallpox epidemics of all time took place in England between 1870 and 1872, nearly two decades after compulsory vaccination was introduced. After this evidence that smallpox vaccination didn't work, the people of Leicester refused to have the vaccine anymore. When the next epidemic struck in the early 1890s, the people of Leicester relied on good sanitation and quarantine. There was only one death from smallpox in Leicester during that epidemic. In contrast, the citizens of other towns who'd been vaccinated died in vast numbers. It is worth pointing out that Edward Jenner, widely feted as the inventor of the smallpox vaccine, tried out the first smallpox vaccination on his own 10-month-old son. His son remained mentally retarded until his death at the age of 21. Jenner refused to have his second child vaccinated," unquote, Dr. Coleman. And by the way, Dr. Stan, I just want to add, one of the greatest preachers in American history, Jonathan Edwards, died right after he was given a smallpox vaccination.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is James Perloff. And I think we have to understand, of course, there's some people who say that vaccines haven't had any effect. I think that they have. Certainly, I never saw polio, acute polio during my years of practice, except when I was in Africa. When I was in Africa, by the verse, polio. I never saw a case of tetanus in the United States. Although when I was in Africa, we saw them because they weren't vaccinating. But of course, the question is there more danger from the vaccination? Have we saved lives, or are more people dying, contracting cancer, autoimmune, and other diseases? Well, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number, I hear, if you'd like to call us, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. The book we're quoting is Truth is a Lonely Warrior. You can get that from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, the book covers many things, certainly just one chapter is on vaccines. It's an all-inclusive book, a book everybody should have and read, and I'm enjoying reading it very much. But if you have a question for James, 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and I think this is a very, very important subject because an awful lot of children are having their lives destroyed by vaccines. And these children with metal faces or autoimmune disease have lives.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card. Visit www.greencleanfood.com. That's greencleanfood.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, James Perloff is quoting his book, The Bones of Warrior. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. James, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to your website. We do carry both of James's book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, and Sydney Shadows of Power. They're available through my ministry by calling 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. If you have a question for James, the number here, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. James, how can people get in touch?
I have a website. It actually went live just a couple of months ago. It's just jamesperloff.com, and my last name is spelled P as in Peter, E-R-L-O-F-F. It's jamesperloff.com. You can find links to my books there and articles I've written, a blog. I just posted something yesterday on the Bolshevik Revolution. And that's the basic way to get in touch with me. You can email me through the contact form there. And again, this book, you very kindly carry it in your ministry, but people can also get it in a Kindle edition downloaded directly to the computer from Amazon and, of course, bookstores. But why don't we pick up the conversation again on vaccines?
Well, we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
I wanted to ask, what is the legal procedure to be to stop the for a parent to not have their infant immunized or in their school age children, and also how to get out of it through Medicare?
The
government, the communist medical treatment, commonly known as Obamacare.
So they do not have to have their child immunized. And then, what about older people not taking vaccines? How would you approach that, James?
Well, I know that it's I think it varies state from state. I live in Massachusetts, and here a person can be excused from taking vaccines on religious grounds to have a child exempted. You have to fill out forms to do that. And I think what I would do, and I don't know in the case of older folks in the Medicare system what the answer to that would be, I would go to some of the vaccine opposition websites like vaccinetruth.org and start checking their links. And I'm sure there's a lot of information available about that. And that's obviously a very important question because often prevention is the best medicine, and especially applying in this case of vaccines.
And how long have you been researching this?
Does that answer your question?
Yes. And can you talk about how long you've been researching this?
Well, I only discovered this myself. I've been researching a lot of what's been going on in our world and the whole influence behind the scenes of very powerful forces and negative influences on our economy and our whole culture in America. And I think only about 4 or 5 years ago that I discovered this, although as a registered nurse, I had my suspicions because about 20 years ago, I was working at a major Boston area hospital, and we were called to almost like an emergency meeting in the auditorium, and I thought it was a national crisis. And I went on, the big emergency was they said that the CDC said there was a danger that medical professionals might acquire hepatitis B from dirty needles, and we had to get 3 injections to prevent this. This was 20 years ago, and I objected because I said, well, look, we've gone to a needle-free system. We don't piggyback our IVs with needles anymore, and if we do use a needle, we've got a drop box. And they even wanted the housekeepers to get the triple shots for hepatitis B. And I said, well, why do you want housekeepers to do it? And they said that it was because they might accidentally get stuck by needle a lazy nurse had left in the bed. And I said, this doesn't make sense. Even at that time, I had no idea that vaccines were harmful, but this was the first red flag, and I made a mental note to myself to investigate why it was. We in medicine, what we're supposed to do, sensible things, were being told to do something that made no sense at all.
Okay, so I can hear that 20
time,
years of your having noticed
the three hepatitis B shots. I got
this issue.
The right
thank you.
To this day, why I have numbness in the weakness of the legs. Okay, fine. Any other questions you want to ask before we let you go?
I think she did go. Dr. Stan, why don't we pick it up now on...
We do have, James, we have another caller.
Oh, another caller, okay.
Who else is calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Bonnie in Northern Colorado. I would like your speaker to address daycare vaccines. I have a little girl across the street. She babysits 6 little kids every day. And I can't even talk to her about vaccines because she just turns it off. And, oh, they've got to have vaccines. They've got to have vaccines. And then if you're even in a bigger daycare center, I've never seen sicker kids than the kids in the daycare center. So if he could address that. I managed to get my daughter through school and college without vaccines. And you can object here in Colorado. Every other year they came to me and kept going, oh, are you sure you don't want to vaccinate her? And I'm like, I'm sure. She's in 10th grade now. I'm sure. She's in 11th grade now. I'm sure. She's in 12th grade now. I'm sure. Anyway, if you could address that. Thank you.
Well, you've obviously got your head on straight and you understand what's going on. I'm so glad that you resisted because what is happening, it sounds like with your friend in the daycare center, is she surrendered her own judgment to authority. And this happens with what we call the big lie. Usually if we get a consensus of a sensible opinion about something, we say that it's true. But unfortunately, it's also possible through the media to create an artificial consensus that something false is true, and then we call a big lie. And, you know, I've written a lot on creation versus evolutionists. And a lot of people who, if you try to tell them that the world was created by an intelligent designer, they'll laugh. It's because they've been told over and over again that we evolved from apes and that life came about from the Big Bang and chance. But when you start to examine those things, life can't come about by chance. It's just a simple cell has thousands of different proteins, each with hundreds of amino acids and precise water. Once you start to examine it critically, it falls apart, and that's true for vaccines too. But unfortunately, it's this big lie phenomenon. It's psychological, if not to a degree spiritual. And I think all we can do is pray for people and present them with the information and hope that God will work on their hearts. Just as we hope you will in spiritual matters to help them to recognize the truth.
Amen to that. Okay, fine. Anything else? Or if you don't, why, we'll let James go ahead with his thought. Okay, James, you go right ahead.
Well, we've talked a little about some of the diseases that researchers have said are linked and why they have been given claims that they've wiped out diseases that they apparently haven't. Let's talk about the mechanisms of why vaccines are harmful. I'm going to quote Dr. Harold Buckram, M.D., quote, most infants have been receiving up to 15 doses of mercury-containing vaccines by the time they're 6 months old. It's almost inconceivable that these heavy burdens of foreign immunological materials introduced into the immature systems of children could fail to bring about disruptions and adverse reactions. When arbitrary decisions in the mandating of vaccines are made by government bureaucracies, which frequently work hand in glove with the pharmaceutical industry, with no recourse open to parents, we have all the potential ingredients for a tragedy of historic proportions, unquote. Well, what's happening to Dr. Stan is that they give the infants a triple vaccine. Now, the viruses are in the vaccines, but they're weakened, and so they say it's okay, it's safe. But think about it. God did not design our immune system to encounter three viruses simultaneously. Not only that, but when you inject a vaccine into the infant who has an undeveloped, not fully developed immune system, you're bypassing the body's normal defenses. Normally, if you get an infection, you breathe in germs. You know, you've got the adenoids and your tonsils, et cetera. And we'll pick this up after the break.
We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
You're invited to join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2014 on Monday, April the 14th, the Ramada Plaza Hotel in North Glen. You have your choice of a delicious lamb or turkey entree. Adults are $36, children 9 through 12 are $20, children 6 through 9 are $18, and children under 5 are free. Deadline for making your reservations is Friday, April the 4th. Call 1-800-205-6245 and make your reservation for Passover now. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Dan, I guess James Perloff, our number 877-254-7524. If you have a question for James, but simply the fact that elderly people are encouraged to take the influenza shots, and it increases the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. 10 times the statistics. The studies are there. You're never going to hear about this. Why? Is there too many elderly people? It's draining the Social Security fund, the Medicare fund, and they want to kill them off. They know what they're doing, but the average doctor has no idea. Go right ahead, James.
Sure. Just to back up for a moment, earlier caller had asked about how do you prevent this for somebody on Medicare. As far as I know, you know, it's the childhood vaccines that are mandatory. My doctor's offered me vaccines. I've refused it. My dad, who was 99, was on Medicare, but he never got a vaccine. So I don't think it's mandatory. I think you can just say no, right? But to get back to our previous subject was, why are these harmful? We're talking about the immature immune system and the multiple viruses at once and the toxic things that are going in. Well, why do they cause a problem? Well, I'm going to quote the neurologist Marcel Kinsborn. He said, quote, the body responds to a vaccine with an immune reaction that attacked its components. Sometimes the immune reaction also attacks a constituent of the body itself, which bears some chemical resemblance to the constituent of the vaccine, unquote. Now, to clarify what we mean by that resemblance, I'm going to quote Dr. Eva Sneed, MD, quote, she says, quote, you can start, for instance, with monkey protein, which is a contaminant in the vaccine. Monkey protein is extremely similar to human protein. When you become allergic to monkey protein because it's injected into you and you make antibodies, you then tend to attack your own tissues, unquote. And Dr. Stan, I think that's a very good explanation of what's going on. We have these autoimmune diseases, probably partly because these toxic chemicals are embedded in the tissues in our they're microscopic, but our antibodies are going after them, and you get this hyperimmune reaction, but also that the body may actually be mistaking the monkey protein, its own tissues, for the monkey protein, which bears a similar resemblance if there's an allergic reaction. But we're messing around with something that we're never meant to mess around with. And let's talk a little about the mechanics of immunization. You know, what they say is we're going to give you a little bit of disease, and that'll make it better so you won't get it later on. And quote Dr. Ghislaine Langtok, MD, quote, number one, vaccines make people sick. They don't work. But in order for you not to get the disease, I, as your doctor, am going to give you the disease right away, but not as strong. That way your body will know about the disease, and if you get it in the future, you won't be as sick the second time. What they say is nonsense. If I came to you and said, I'm going to perform a little sexual assault on you, a small rape, because one day you could meet a real rapist, you could be raped, but it won't be as bad the second time. That is exactly the same as giving someone a vaccine or a little bit of disease, unquote, Ghislaine Langtok. When you think about it, Dr. Stan, what you want to do is you want to avoid infections. You don't want to be injecting them into you. And I'm going to put a, and speaking of injection, I'll inject a little controversy in here. If you go back to the protocols of the Elders of Zion, very controversial document, but reading it, I have a chapter on it, you'll find it amazingly predicts things that are going on in our world. Back in 1903, it said, quote, it's indispensable to treat the people with governments was to utterly exhaust humanity and with the inoculation of diseases, unquote. And that was written in 1903. I looked at that. First time I read that, I said, what do they mean, inoculate with diseases, distress the people by inoculating diseases? And then I looked and I said, oh, my word, they're talking about vaccination. Well, but that's another kind of thing. You can read about that in Chapter 19 of my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. But let's talk a little bit more about these mechanics of immunization. And quote Dr. Ted Korn, quote, whenever we read vaccine papers, the MD researchers always assume that there are high antibody levels after vaccination, then there's immunity. But are antibody levels and immunity the same? No, antibody levels are not the same as immunity. The recent mumps fiasco in Switzerland has reemphasized this. Three mumps vaccines were introduced giving excellent antibody levels, but those vaccinated had the same attack rate as those not vaccinated at all, unquote. And Dr. Stan, you know, if you put, you know, any kind of poison in your body, your immune system will react or create antibodies. But what they're finding out is that does not mean you are necessarily immune or won't ever get that disease.
Well, of course, my concern is the fact that many of these vaccines contain thimerosal, mercury.
Mm-hmm.
No safe level of mercury. The same thing is true with aluminum. They put in all sorts of toxins here that will destroy your very substance, your body. And the average individual has no idea. They simply, I trust the doctor. The doctor doesn't know that he is actually destroying his patients and killing them by giving them both mercury and certainly aluminum. Look it up on the internet. You'll find there's no safe level. Correct, James. We've only got about oh, maybe 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, speaking of mercury, one time in the hospital years ago, a mercury thermometer broke, and everybody was afraid to touch it. No, the housekeepers wouldn't come near it because they were terrified of mercury, and now we're injected and into people, and how does that make any sense? Well, if we've got 2 minutes, let me just mention that, again, my website is jamesperloff.com, and the book is Truth is a Lonely Warrior. This is not just about vaccines. It's about the whole picture of what's taking place in our world. And I just want to say also we've discussed a lot of negatives today, but I hope that something was said might help someone. There may be someone out there who's had out-of-control kids that have been told they're bad parents, when in fact that kid's behavior may have been the result of vaccine-induced ADHD. There may be other folks with mysterious disabilities going back to childhood. Maybe they've been blamed wrongly for these disabilities if they're caused by a vaccine. Again, we're not trying to diagnose anyone on the air, but we're trying to shine some light on alternative explanations that may exist for problems. Because, you know, normally the solution to a problem begins with identifying the problem. So I hope we've helped someone in that regard. And all the quotes, again, can be found in my book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, but also easily found online. Go to vaccinetruth.org, whale.to, or just Google vaccines and look for alternative views. And, Stan, we're just trying to serve the truth here. And, as you know, quite often presenting the truth means fighting the lies that have been first been foisted on our culture. And that's what my book is trying to do in multiple ways. And it's also what your ministry has been doing successfully for so many years. So I want to thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, I want to thank you. Our guest has been James Perloff. His book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior. And, of course, this is what we're talking about, just one of the many chapters in the book. This one's on vaccines, but you need to understand this. And, of course, we have a great deal of other information. We'll tell you later that on vaccination, you need to have this. You need to get it out as far as you can. We must get people to understand we've been lied to. And the average doctor has no idea. He doesn't understand how that actually, when he gives those flu shots, it's going to increase the incidence of Alzheimer's disease tenfold. Ten times. James Perloff, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us. Talk to you again real soon.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience, they're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Stand here, and this is the time that I need to remind our listeners of my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported, and if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Now we have a number of wonderful DVDs and other items dealing with vaccines. We have a DVD by Dr. Russell Blaylock, which is one of my favorites. It's Vaccines and Brain Development. We have two DVDs by Dr. Ayuk, who came to California to give talks for us. One is on the danger of aluminum. The other is on the danger of mercury. And you get both of them in vaccines. But, of course, they have devastating effects on our health. And so you can get those DVDs, certainly, by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a book on vaccines. We actually have certainly a 4-CD set on vaccines. You need to have the information. You need to hear it over and over. Now, some people will tell you that vaccines have not influenced disease. That's not true. We do not see the epidemics we saw. But we see all the other complications of vaccinations. But, of course, people don't understand why Alzheimer's is on the disease. Autism, ADD, ADHD, all of these things can be directly related, at least in part, to the mass vaccinations we're doing. And they know that. That's why they have the legislation enacted, so that you can't sue the vaccine companies. And yet, of course, the average American has no idea what's really going on in the world today. And so we have to rely upon you to help us get the information out. And so you can reach us, my ministry, Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Blaylock, or Sydney Vaccines, going into the aluminum backing in them, or Vaccines and Dimerosal, are both by Dr. David Ayub, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we do hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. And if you do, you can watch our DVDs there, free of charge, many of them. Then you can certainly listen to our radio programs. Remember, you can get 4 hours a day of live programs there, 24 hours a day of delayed programs, at my website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, your job is to get other people listening, to introduce them to the idea that there's information out there that can save their lives, or save the lives of their children and those they love, at this website, radioliberty.com. So we have one section there, other items on the Internet, up at the top, and just click on it, and you get a list of these. All the new things we post something certainly almost every day. Sometimes they're humorous, sometimes they're very startling, but information that I think you'll want to know, and information vitally important to get out, because you're not getting the truth from the media. Five major corporations control 90% of the media outlets in America and control what the American people think. And if you want to verify that, we have secondhand copies of a book called The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you'll tell others about our program. And then if you're in a position to help us financially, fine. If not, then pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision. Thank you. Until tomorrow, at the same time, here's a new one.